In the opening scenes of the Book of Shemot, we learn about the situation which has quickly deteriorated. We learn about a slavery which has begun. We learn about a situation where even bringing life into the world is something which is quite difficult. And we hear a situation where those lives which are brought into the world have an incredibly threatened existence. Nonetheless, there is a child who survives this. Against all odds, survives. Against odds which we can't even calculate, he's found by Paro's daughter, and with incredible irony, is taken to live within the palace itself. And that's where he grows up. And then comes the time which Moshe believes is the time for redemption. And he walks out of that palace, and he looks for his brothers, and he wants to help them, he wants to save them. But there's a problem. They don't want to be helped. They're not ready. And Moshe's forced to run away. And then all those years later, when he wanders after his flock, and he comes to the mountain of God, a place that one day will know as Sinai, Horeb, and God speaks to him, and God says, "Now I'm ready for redemption." And Moshe seems to hesitate. But when we think about it, about all the points that we've mentioned, Moshe, more than anyone else, should know that redemption is possible. For he's experienced it. He's experienced going from death to life. He's experienced going from a slave to becoming a prince. He's the one who experienced freedom and a life beyond what I think the average person can even imagine. Which means we now realize in retrospect that everything about Moshe's life was to prepare him, not just a person who knew in terms of etiquette how to speak to Paro, not just somebody who is able to be representative, somebody who grew up with royalty and with leadership and had the best teachers. Again, ironically, Paro paid for those teachers. It's not just that. It's somebody who experienced redemption is the person who's now going to go to the Jewish people and say, "It's time to be redeemed. Follow me. I've been there. I've been saved. I personally have felt what it was like to go from death to life. I personally have been a Jew who is somebody who had this incredible salvation." We then realize that Moshe's own experiences are all there to set the stage for the redemption. Because only somebody who truly, really believes in redemption is somebody who's able to lead others to follow them.